My sister-in-law Diane went to college with Betty Biggs, who's in her book. So on my vacation, as soon as we got to Charleston, the next day we'd hit Clarissa Pickens. And we spend all the vacation here. So I took beautiful pictures and put them on my bulletin board at work, and all I dreamed about was retiring and moving to Clarissa Pickens.
And what was it about the
peace and quiet. When you live in a big city, it gets to you. All the dirt and the noise, especially I always lived in an apartment complex, and they were the worst. So all I wanted was quiet. And quiet is what I got.
So that's your home right now.
Hmm?
What's your home right now?
Just peace. New life. I felt like I really started living for the first time in my life when I retired and moved here.
So, you already became part of the community before you moved here? Did you want to go?
It's better. But then once I got here, I decided to jump in with both feet and start volunteering for everything. And Heidi Arnett, who worked at the post office, knew her that I was a hard worker. So, she had me fill out an application through the post office, so I became her assistant for a couple of years at the post office. And then I started doing volunteer work at the Hippo. I would come down and do dishes just for volunteers.
Okay.
Okay. Not too much. I prep, but I don't do the cooking. I'm in the farm women. I'm the treasurer for the fair association. I work with the fair. And that's what I do. It's anything that needs to be done.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you all do for the community?
I think it plays a lot, especially with the HIPPO being here. That's what draws people to, I think. The beauty and the quiet, and there's a few things to see, but I really think it's the whole thing that draws people in. Especially Betty's bread. The homemade bread is and watching her brush it with all that butter, oh my goodness, you can just feel it soaking in there.
Oh, okay. That's the secret.
Plus, and I've eaten salads all over, and that Morgan Highland salad to me and the house dressing is the best salad I've eaten. New York, Dallas, many places have the best salads I've ever eaten. You make it in a jar, but only mix it with your hands. It's easy, as we always say on the food network, to cook best foods on your hands. And it's so fun to mix them all up. It feels good to work with your hands.
So what's in the jar?
It's a secret. Ingredient, I think, is in the applesauce. No? It's something really weird.
So, what's your role for this
year? Well, I took over last year. They thought about just doing away with it. And one of our teenagers said, if you do away with this, what am I ever going to bring my kids back to someday? So Cece and I from the farm women decided to back her, and we talked to the hall, and we decided to, go year by year. So some people who've been doing it all their life are just tired of it. So I said I'd step in and do what I could. cook by the creek while we were cooking lunch, and it was done over an open campfire. April 4th. Ranch season. So my family, my uncle and his family, and my mom and my family, we go find a ranch house. And let me tell you, they are always straight up a hill. I don't know how many hills that I have rolled down. And so, even though I just started here doing ranch as a teenager, I knew ranch. My dad's from Richwood, and they had one of the first ranch houses. So he was always, he would pick enough to clean, to put in the freezer so that he could eat ranch. Some bacon. You know, to have the bacon grease to tie the ranch in, and then just eat bacon. Yes. I have to have sweet cornbread. Maybe half a cup. Just enough to give it, you don't want it like a cake, but you want it to have a little sweetness to it. I think the sweetness balances the savory from the ranch and the beans and the potatoes. So a little sweet going on with the savory. Mm-hmm. You have something to balance. Okay, first of all, you know, you call and order the ranch. And when they come in, you call everybody and say the ranch aren't in. We're going to start working Monday morning. So usually Betty and myself and Dan, we sort them in trays, you know, to where you can grab them easy. And then the first thing we do is hose them down to get all the sticks and it takes some of that skin off. And then we have people in the kitchen who cut off the roots. And then we have other people who, you know, start chopping them up and boiling them to get them done. Then we put them in trays to cool. And then the next morning we put them in freezer bags and get them frozen. So when I took over, since I'm retired, I said, we're going to work retired person's hours. So I know people have stuff to do at home, so we usually didn't start till like 11 o'clock in the morning. But we could get a good day's work by 5. We work 4 days to clean the first 30 bushel, and we work about 3 days to clean the second 30 bushel. You know, people come and go as they want, you know, and you don't ask anybody to kill themselves working. So we had good help coming in and out all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You ordered 60 bushels before.
Did you get enough?
Yes, they went to you. In fact, on Thursdays, when we're cleaning ranch on Thursdays, the 4-H decimated meat. So we call the 4-H leader and have the school bus drop all the 4-H kids down here on Thursday afternoons after school. And we have them set out chairs, sweep, mop. The girls help do all, you know, clean all the dishes because they've been sitting for a year. But we taught them how to sort beans. That was one of the first jobs I had in my mom's kitchen, sorting beans. So we taught the girls how to sort beans. And they have come down before and, you know, have some lunch. So when we can, we, I always say you have to use all your resources. So just call the 4-H kids, and that way they get their community hours in and we get help. And they have been a big help. On Friday, before the ranch supper, all the men get together out here to the fire pit, and they have a great big pot. They boil all the potatoes. And then we have ordered ham from IGA, ham and ham, so we cut it, you know, in manageable pieces, get it ready. And then, of course, the beans have already been sorted, but we put them in cans and get them on to soak. And we do the ham, and we take the ranch out that day to start defrosting. And then on Saturday morning, we have to grind all the cabbage for the slaw. We have to peel those cooled potatoes and slice them up. cook those early so you can put them in pots to store. Because you need all your burners going to fry the ranch. And then we start the potatoes. We have a big grill to do the potatoes on. And let's see. The beans are done. You do the ranch. You do the potatoes. You make the coleslaw. It's not a creamy coleslaw. It's oil and vinegar. Yes, salt, pepper, and celery seeds. More of a clear dressing than a creamy dressing. And then we just start getting the roasters, you know, getting the ham on, getting that good and warm, and the roasters on. And oh, 240, 60 bushel of ranch, 45 pounds of beans. About 100 pounds of cabbage. We tried to scale down because the ranch suppers used to be ruby lines down the road. So we scaled back some because a couple years ago people wouldn't come because now like Elkins has ranch and rails on the same day, so our numbers have shrunk and we're trying to get the perfect balance of how much to cook. Oh, I bet you 10, 15. I don't know whether it's so much that or whether young people don't know ranch like some of the older people do, like my dad's generation. We're trying to get ready to make the cornbread. You can barely find real cornmeal in the store. The shelf, I mean, there's lots of flour, but when you start looking through the shelf for the cornmeal, it's, you know, the people use Jiffy Mix or, you know, just something they can open a pound to add an egg and milk. Where we make our cornbread papers and stuff. And you used to buy it by 10, 20 pound bags. No. I mean, by the time you do your flour and your cornmeal and stuff, it's just the same as opening up a box of Jiffy Mix. And the taste to me is 100 times better to make a table from scratch. Yes. Except when I use, sometimes Dare to Be Square comes here. And for they're mostly vegetarian, I just substitute there. But the bacon grease does give it a little more flavor. No, we put the bacon grease actually in the mix. Yes, all the ladies in town to make the food. You have to look. I know the Hook, they always make good cakes. Because they have that, they make their cakes for the starter. Yeah, it's more like a salad, maybe a salad, you know. Like a sourdough starter. I think that's the kind they make. So I always try to look for the Hook Oak cake. I don't know. I'll have to look at it. I know they sent it over, but I don't know where it is in the multitude. We had one lady made homemade peanut butter cookies. You know, there's a lot of nice looking desserts in there. Somebody made a pecan pie. Not really, they just, that's what you want to make at the time.
And what about this?
Lemonade, coffee, and water.
You get people coming back, you see people coming back and stuff like
that. Yes. In fact, there was some gentleman and lady just drove up a little bit ago while we were eating lunch. And I think they come almost every year.
Do you have family that comes?
brother can't because he's helping his son build a house. And Lucas works during the week, so on the weekends. My brother and Lucas have built almost a whole house on this side of the street. And it is adorable. I see a few things off the phone. And so, right outside of Charleston. For yourself, I just make a pot of something and eat off of it for a week. That's sad to say. You know. Well, I do make roots. The potato cakes. So you shred the potatoes and fry them in butter and crush them still.
Is that what you write on the
No, today's just fried potatoes. These actually are stick together more like a cake. You know, like a potato cake. A cast brown or something. But the Swiss farm roosters. But they're more like a hash brown. Want some Debbie cook if you have them. I mean, if I had to, I could. But I know how she does, so. Except for the bread making. And sometimes I do go down on Mondays and also make bread. Melissa knows him pretty much, but it's Debbie who does the bread. And then Nathan. To my knowledge, I don't know if I can think so. But Debbie's been cooking it for so long. There's Debbie. And then Melissa works there a lot, and she knows all the recipes, so. But a few of them might be in that little cookbook that they share them. Some of the older ones. I know we use just the Rosette recipe that we made at Austin. And that has a cookbook.
Yeah, I made
some
of
that. No, we used to have a chicken summer, but that went by the wayside. So that's how come Susan and I decided to back more than try to keep the events up this way. So we'll do it for as long as we can. Yes. That's how come we're having one this because the hall and the farm were in both made some good money, so yeah. We do the ranch supper, we do, every once in a while, Derby Square comes here because we have such a good dance hall, we do that. So far, that's all we do, but if we need a fundraiser, we could put something together.
What about the
other stuff? Yeah, just the extra treasure for the sale. I decided to take it because everybody else has so many jobs too. And really, you know, I'm busy this one April, so I won't be busy with that till September. So that's a good pace. I have an April to September to rest.
So what is that?
You just encourage people to bring crafts, bring your canned goods, any type of flowers that you've grown. You bring your produce, you know, cucumbers, peppers, corn, potatoes, eggs. You just want people, especially young people, to come and see what food's all about. Because our country is such a processed food eating bunch of people, and I'm sure that's why we're all sick. You need to get more back to fresh produce, what the land produces, and eat real food instead of that.
Do you
know I've made banana bread and stuff like that from there. I bring crafts. I do a lot of kind of cross dips and so things. I'm more on the craft end than the agriculture end.
What are some
were in the jar, they were, you know, you saw some of them straight down perfect, seven of them across, and the jar was, you didn't even want to open it up to eat it. It was just beautiful. And the canned grapes that people do, and then the grapes, you know, float, and then you have the pretty colors, the berries in them, and I mean, it's all pretty, but you can see the pretty red tomatoes, green beans. Some people can vegetable soup, that's pretty, the yellow corn. It's just nice to know, oh, I have produced all this food, and I will put it in my pantry. And then my mom and I, when I was a teenager, we'd, you know, go to the farmer's market and buy produce, and we'd fill the garage shelf full of canned goods.
What did you like?
We did green beans, we did banana peppers, we did corn, just carrots, anything, peas, if it was good enough peas.